This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. There are many ways of helping people, and I'm more and more amazed at their variety as I tour the United States and the rest of the world. I'm with Mr. Fred Rogers, who is especially interested in understanding and helping children, and who has discovered that two ways to do this are through the medium of television and the art of puppetry. Fred, do you use your puppets off television as well as on?
I certainly do, Eric.
Do you give puppet shows?
Well, I don't like to consider them puppet shows because I like to think that I'm entering into dialogue with children through the puppets. You know, there's something quite non-threatening about talking to a either felt or furry animal that happens to be on an adult's hand. It's a lot easier to look into the face of an owl or a pussycat and pour out your feelings than it is to look at an authority-filled adult. And so...
You think that children see adults as authority figures, do you?
I think so. They can't help but do that because they have to look up to us so far. Why is the theme of the giant so universally read?
In the children's fairy stories.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And that's why it appeals to the children when the giant's killed.
Sure, and I to see. Everybody.
Well, now, Fred, we've got these two puppets on your hands, the owl, as you said.
And this is Henrietta Pussycat, and I just wanted to tell you a little bit about how they...
How do they help children?
Yeah. Well, Henrietta is very shy. And when I bring her into a group, she invariably goes like this, puts her head in my...
Yes, hides her face.
Arm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then just peeks out a little bit and says, meow, 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 beautiful meow. And of course, many children, as they enter a new group, are shy too.
Mm.
So naturally, they're going to identify with her quite readily.
Mm.
So Henrietta Pussycat becomes somebody with whom a shy child can easily communicate.
Yeah.
And I've seen children come up to her and kiss her right on the face.
They love her so much for being like them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they see how she works through her fears.
And what about the wise old owl?
Hey, listen, I'm not so wise. My name is X the Owl. I'm young. You've heard of the wise old owl. Well, I'm the dumb young one, thank you.
Oh, I see. The children can also identify with him if they feel that they're a bit dumb. Is that it?
Well, they don't know as much as adults do. And, after all, they haven't had the experience that we have.
You do private interviews, and I suppose you can help children more in private than you can in public, can't you?
Well, of course, when you're able to have the direct contact with the child and the child's able to answer you in all that you're doing. Of course, I use the puppets, too.
When you're talking to them in private?
Yes.
Do they write in to the television station, having seen a show, and then ask if they can meet you? Is that the way you contact them, or how?
Sometimes children do that, and they often come to the studio to watch us tape a program. But more often than not, one of my friends or someone who knows about me will refer a child to me who's having special problems. For instance, the last little girl who came to me came from a minister friend of mine, and he knew that our particular setting was in a church building, and so he brought this little girl, who incidentally was having trouble in church school. Now, her father had died 2 years ago, and she has not been able to work through her grief work. And so I'm able to now.
I'm talking with the Reverend Fred Rogers, Presbyterian minister, who is the director of children's ministry in the Oakland area of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.